It may be hard for some of you younger people to remember the dismal kind of world which the youth of America faced in 32. The tragedy of those days is past. There is today in the youth of the nation a new spirit, a new energy, a new conviction that a sounder and more stable economy is being built for them. In 1940, this generation of American youth can truly feel that they have a real stake in the United States. Through many government agencies, the CCC, the NYA, and others, millions of youth have benefited by training, by education, and by jobs. And we propose, my friends, in the interests of justice and in the interests of national defense, too, to broaden the work and extend the benefits of both these agencies. For they are a part of the lines of defense, training men and women for essential defense and for other forms of industry, educating them to self-reliance, to moral resistance against that way of life that ignores the individual. The one thing which must be extended if we would help the young men and women of the nation is to give them the opportunity to work. We have recognized that to the right to vote, the right to learn, the right to speak, the right to worship, we, the government of the United States, adds the right to work.